98.5 UPS, the classic hit station. It's Steve checking in with Tracy Cook, the executive director of the Grayling Chamber of Commerce. Of course, we heard this past week that a tough decision was made to cancel this year's 2020 Asable River Canoe Marathon, and along with that, kind of a hand-in-hand event, the Asable River Festival has been canceled as well. Tracy Cook joining us to talk about that decision. I know, as I mentioned, those are events that kind of go hand in hand, so not really a surprise that this festival was canceled, but man, this has just grown into such a big event for the city of Grayling. Let's talk a little bit about how the decision came about and what this means.
Well, as you know, I know you've talked with some of, or Tammy has talked with some of the folks from the Canoe Marathon. The decision was made really together. You know, they had tried to find out ways that they could possibly run the marathon still, but we know that the biggest part about this race is not just the race itself with the spectators. And we know that those spectators are dedicated, and they're also very dedicated to the events that are happening here in our community, which are things like our car show and our craft show, our kids' day. We have a beer tent and main stage downtown. You know, all kinds of things that would bring in a large, large crowd. And with that amount of people, we were a little fearful of, you know, how many people would be in the same area, you know, our volunteers, the safety of them, the volunteers of our community members, the families here, and also just the stability of the businesses. We know that they've been having a rough time. And as you're aware, you know, events take time and money and planning, and a lot of our businesses just aren't prepared for that right now to help out and to help with the events. But we also are down to a one-person staff right now because we are also struggling a little bit in these times. So it's just a matter of trying to make the right decision. And even though we know it's really going to be hard on our businesses this summer and on our community, we really, our first priority was to keep them all safe.
Well, and I think it may have been a little different consideration if it was more of a quote-unquote local event. But this event truly brings international crowds into the Grayling community. So that had to come into play, too.
Yes, it did. And even, you know, our car show starts the weekend before the Canoe Marathon, and that brings people from all over Michigan, mm-hmm. even actually out of state. And our craft show, we have around 100 vendors, and they come from Florida. They come from all over. You know, many of them are traveling through the United States, going to different craft fairs, and, you know, we're one of those craft fairs, so we would be bringing people from all over, not just locally, as you mentioned.
Let's talk a little bit about the economic impact and how this plays into the Grayling community. I know we're not going to put direct dollars and cents to this, but it's a huge swing when you talk about the influx of people that come for the marathon and the festival.
It really is, you know, and not knowing if these businesses would be able to have people coming into their stores, if they would be delivering curbside still, hopefully they would be able to come in at that time. But, you know, a lot of people come into the downtown area. They're coming for events, but they are actually spending time in our stores and our restaurants and our service businesses. So, I mean, anything from our downtown, you know, small mom and pop to our family fairs, they're all seeing a big push away from that business right now. And we're expecting that it could, you know, continue for a while. But we really want people to know that just because we're not having this festival and this canoe marathon, our community is still open, and some of our businesses that have been, you know, closed down for the last month or two are reopening to do curbside or takeout. So we want people to know there's still plenty to do here, still plenty to see here. We have a lot of recreation up here as well, so we hope that people still come and visit.
Well, Tracy, it's not all doom and gloom, though. We were talking just before we hit the air here that there are some events the Grayling Chamber is still planning on taking part in this summer. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we've got on the horizon.
Okay, so just to mention this quick in case people were planning to attend, we did have to, unfortunately, cancel our business expo, which we had postponed. That was going to be held next Tuesday. However, we did push out our golf outing, which was originally on June 5th. We pushed that out until August 28th, and it's going to be at Fox Run Country Club. We're expecting that with a smaller crowd and also having that social distancing out on the course and maybe just changing up a few of the things like we typically do it, we'd be able to still host that event because we know it's important for our business and community members to get together, and it's just a great way for them to get out and kind of get out of the office and just kind of let loose a little bit, but also network with each other.
Folks have any questions about the golf outing or any other perhaps events on the horizon, or maybe they're a business owner and they just want to contact the chamber and get some of the information that you guys have, what's the best way to do that this day and age?
And they can actually go to our website, which has everything on there. There's even a contact us button right on our homepage there that you can send your questions or information and your contact information, and we can contact you back. That website is graylingchamber.com.
Well, keep us in the know and let us know of any events coming up or that are canceled. And Tracy, we appreciate you sharing a little bit of time with us this morning.
Well, thank you. And thank you for all of the support with UPS as well.
Tracy Cook, Executive Director of the Grayling Chamber, joining us. Back with more classic hits right after this on 98.5 UPS. We're the Classic Hits Station.